This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Mr. Rob Center doing a fabulous job. We appreciate him taking fantastic care of Sunrise and On the Mark on Friday. And Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom monitoring traffic. He says, so far, so good everywhere around here right now. In the studio with us now, Helen Walter is back. She is president of the Sealands Grove Chamber of Commerce. We know her as owner of Cottage on Pine, which is a lovely antiques store on Pine Street in Sealands Grove. I like antiques, so I think it's lovely. That's an actual endorsement.
Thank you, Mark.
Not just a description that was handed to me. Sean Felty is here. He's president of Sire Advertising. I'm going to call it a booming advertising company around here, doing tons of things. I want you to come back someday and just talk about the way advertising's changed over the years. I think that'd be a fabulous conversation. He's a board member of the Sealands Grove Chamber of Commerce as well. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks so much for coming in. And Dwayne Dwyer is with us. He graduated from Shikellamy High School in 1977. Quite a few places above me on the class academic list, I'm sure of that. He is a member of the board of directors of Sealands Grove Chamber and on the organizer and marketing team for the Half K Fun Run. Now, that's a K I can do, a half K. And he's the owner of First Class Mail, which is a great barbershop and hairstyling place in Sealands Grove. Welcome aboard, sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing perfect in every way, so thanks for coming in. Helen, a half K?
A half K. That's about three steps long. Anybody can do that.
And you don't have to run it, so that works out. I don't know if I could run a half K.
It is not a run. I think that's the biggest misconception. Even we're trying to get the word out there. It's not a run at all. It's almost a spoof on a run. It's non-athletic. You can walk. You can crawl. You can ride a bike or a scooter or come in a wheelchair, however you want to come. But it's not a run.
All right. Run over all the details and tell us what's coming up, Dwayne.
Well, we started out, we wanted to just do a little promotion of downtown Sealands Grove. We were having breakfast at the Sealands Grove Inn one day, a little meeting, and this gentleman from the Andy Russell Foundation, Pittsburgh Steeler, was there, so we decided to combine our efforts and do this half-K run to expose businesses. So I think we're upheld, what, to about 20 businesses along the street, going to give out samples, tastes,
yes,
all kind of things. There's food, Mark, so you can pop right in there.
It's something for everyone.
You get a T-shirt, a certificate of participation, plus some $5 half-K cash. So you're getting a lot back for participating, going down the street, having a good time, bounce around from business to business. And just do your thing. Then plus, we have a pre-race party at the Sealands Grove Inn. So we have some businesses from the Strip. I think Rita's is committed, Panera Bread. And they're going to bring some samples. So we're going to have some dancing, some stretching, and even some hydration, because we don't want you to get, pooped out with the sweat and everything going four blocks down the street.
Okay. Maybe if it's a warm day. And Sean, why do this? Why is the Sealands Grove Chamber of Commerce taking this on?
We really just tried to come up with a unique event to help promote our downtowns or our downtown businesses. We've had a lot of new businesses come in. We've had some revitalization in the downtown in terms of new or older buildings being purchased and renovated. So we're just trying to draw attention to our downtown and, a nice community event that would tie into the all-inclusive playground that will be coming to our area. So as everybody's kind of mentioned, we'd really like to just try to give that a good send-off in terms of that being built in the next week or two in terms of the kickoff for that.
All right, it is May 4th, a half-K fun run. That's a Saturday, and it's an opportunity for folks to enjoy downtown Sealands Grove. You can go to sealandsgrovechamberofcommerce.com for more information.
It's discoversealandsgrove.com. We'll get you there a little faster. And I just really want to emphasize that this is a fundraiser for this new playground coming. This will be the first playground in the state of Pennsylvania that is all of the equipment is geared to children who would find it very difficult to use a typical playground. Wheelchair accessible, special equipment that is even geared toward children with autism. And it's just going to be an amazing place. And it's right next door. It's connected to a typical playground, but even sisters, brothers, parents can all be part of this, you know, working together. And one neat thing about this new playground is that even an adult, for instance, perhaps a veteran who's in a wheelchair, can now be with his children on equipment doing playground together. So just a really exciting time. So the money from the entry fees for the quote race will all go to benefit the playground. So I just really want to emphasize that.
All right. At 7:40 this morning, we're going to have Fritz Heinemann here, who's president of the Charitable Foundation that's working on the raising the money for the all-inclusive playground. And House Member Fred Keller will be here talking about some grant money that's helping to boost that construction along. But we want to talk more about downtown Selins Grove. You said there have been some changes. Let's go around the table. And if I'm on the half K, what am I going to see in the downtown?
There's a brand new framing shop that has just posted their regular hours and open. There's an incredible new sushi restaurant. If you haven't tried Masa's, am I saying it correctly?
Sushi Masa.
It's too early in the morning to have things straight. Sushi Masa, and it's been busy constantly, and it's very, very good. We have a new primitive gift shop coming. Well, it's actually open now. Remember When. The owner, Jill, has had a shop in Mifflinburg for 17 years, and she's opened a second one now in Selins Grove, which is beautiful.
All right. What else is in the downtown? Maybe some of the standby businesses in addition to your place, the barbershop, First Class Mail. Next to you is BJ's and Kind Cafe and Bots, and keep going.
Yeah, we have the OIP Express. We have Bella's. We have the Wicked Dog, the Subway's down there. The Brew Pub, of course, right at the Governor Snyder Mansion is always awesome to go down there and check that out. Very historic. There's a little bit more than people think that's happening in downtown. We also have the Q Brew. That just opened up there on University Avenue. But we did want to specify, though, it is May 4th, which is Star Wars Day. So I know there's a lot of Star Wars fans out there. So if we can encourage people to dress up like their favorite Star Wars character, or maybe even a Pittsburgh Steeler, since Andy Russell will be there to do photographs and autographs. And then it's also the day before your favorite Cinco de Mayo.
Well,
you can put your sombrero on.
Right, absolutely. Okay, so May 4th on Saturday. Now, some folks are going to have an opportunity to have dinner with Andy Russell. Do we know?
Yes.
Do we know about that?
The Friday evening, May 3rd, before the race, you might want a carb load at Isabella Restaurant. Dinner for two we're giving away with Andy and his wife. So that'll be a fun, if you're a Steelers fan especially, a fun way to get up close and personal and learn more about what went on in those special days when Andy Russell played. But he will have dinner with you, and so it'll be dinner for two that we're giving away at Isabella, and that will be anybody who pre-registers by this Friday the 26th. Your name will go into a drawing for dinner with Andy at Isabella Ristorante.
All right, so it's a half-K fun movement up the street of some type. Anyway, you can get up the street and you got a couple hours to do so. Basically between the All Saints Episcopal Church and the Sharon Lutheran Church in downtown. $25 for adults.
Yes. $15 for young people from age 7 to 17, and 6 and under is free.
All right, and you want, we should sort of preface this, it is a fundraiser.
Absolutely.
So if people say $25, that's like a normal 5K.
Right, that $25, that fee, those fees go to the playground. Our businesses, we have over 30 businesses that have helped sponsor the event as far as helping with our marketing, but those fees for the race, the pre-registration, the registration fees will go to the playground.
All right, and Sean, you're on the Chamber of Commerce Board. You want to remind folks, and I'm sure you do this when you're interacting with people, remind folks, tell them again and again, downtown is alive, and it's alive because we want you downtown. We want visitors. We want people to go downtown.
Yeah. This is just a unique event that we hope to make annual. As Helen had mentioned, we've got a lot of sponsors from the Selins Grove area. So we've tried to work hard to promote our downtown businesses, but also promote the businesses in the Selins Grove area from that perspective. Really just trying to promote to get people down, whether it's youth, whether it's adults, whether it's seniors, just to have a kind of a nice day and promote the fact that we will be kicking off the playground from that perspective. It's going to be a unique playground, as Helen and Dwayne had mentioned, actually first in the Commonwealth. So from that perspective, a lot of people are really kind of looking to see what this is all about. I know you'll talk to Fritz about this later in the hour. So it's just a real benefit for our community as well. So if people are watching a baseball game, they'll be able to enjoy going over to the playground and seeing everything that they have to offer.
All right. You have more information you want to pass along?
Well, you were talking about the $25. You know, you think of this as a telethon or a fundraiser. People don't bat an eye. But if you do put in your $25 to do the race, I mean, you're getting a T-shirt with this fabulous turtle design that Sire Advertising did, the certificate of completion, plus some half-K cash, which can be used for $5 downtown at any one of the participating businesses. So you're getting about $15 worth back on your investment, plus you're supporting a fabulous program.
All right. So, yeah, this is an all-inclusive playground. As I mentioned, we're going to hear more about that shortly. DiscoverSealandsGrove.com. Mm-hmm. Helen, I want you at the mic one more time to tell us what else the Chamber has coming up in the months ahead.
Our next big event coming up is our 30th annual Antiques on the Avenue, which is Sunday, July 14th. That's a rain or shine event. We usually have 40 or so antiques vendors there, and it's just a fun day. Lots of people. You often might see some Civil War characters strolling around or some Revolutionary War reenactors. It's a fun day. And it's all quality antiques. It's not a flea market. It's not a craft show. It's all antiques. But this is our 30th annual.
Mark and I are antiques.
There you go.
And
that helps fund our scholarship fund. We give a scholarship to a Selinsgrove Area High School senior, graduating senior each year.
All right. Yeah, we're 1970s soldiers walking around. All right. So we have an event coming up May 4th. DiscoverSealinsgrove.com, the place to go. Helen Walters, president of the Selinsgrove Chamber of Commerce. Sean Feltes, president of Sire Advertising. Dwayne Dwyer's on the board of directors and really helped get this half-K fun walk, run, stroll.
Exertion.
Crawl exertion. I like that. You got to burn a calorie or two to get up the street, but it'll be well worth it coming up on May 4th. Thank you all so much. Thanks for all you're doing.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.